And welcome to Longtown Radio Club's Halloween special. Let's introduce ourselves.
Hello, I'm Lewis, and I've got a spooky Halloween quiz for you.
Hi, I'm Elsa.
And I'm Kaya, and we have some Halloween facts to share with you.
Last but not least, I'm Ella, and I'm also going to be asking you some quiz questions.
Okay, so let's get ourselves started.
Elsa and Kaya are going to tell us a bit about where the idea of celebrating Halloween comes from.
Thanks, Lewis. The festival of Halloween comes from the ancient Celts. It's a pagan festival. Like our harvest festivals, it was originally to welcome the harvest, but also to ward off evil spirits. The ancient Celts believed that on this night the veil between our world and the other world was very thin, so thin that the spirits of the souls of the dead could pass through.
Modern day celebrations generally involve groups of children dressed in scary costumes, roaming from house to house, demanding trick or treat. If they don't receive a treat, then the spirits will punish them.
Thank you, Elsa and Kai. It's even scarier now that I know that. Over to you, Lewis.
Hi, here's my first question. What day of the week does Halloween fall on this year?
Tuesday.
Question 2. What creature might someone turn into during a full moon?
Werewolf.
Question 3. When you open your door on a Halloween night, what do people shout at you?
Trick or treat.
Correct. Question 4. Who wrote Room on the Broom?
Julia Donaldson.
Correct. Question 5. What is Scooby-Doo's ghost catching group called?
Mystery Incorporated.
That's right too. Question 6. What animal can survive for a whole week without a head?
Cockroach.
Again, it's correct. Question 7. What colour is a creature called a ghostback?
White.
You're doing very well now. Question 8. What material would you use if you wanted to dress up as a mummy on Halloween?
Toilet roll or bandages.
Yeah.
Question 9. What country do jack-o'-lanterns originate from?
Ireland.
And here's the last question. In what film would you hear, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
Ghostbusters! There's something strange in your neighbourhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Thanks, Lewis. That was great. Back to Elsa and Kaya now with more interesting Halloween facts.
Hello again.
Elsa, will you start us off?
Yes. Here's the first fact. Orange and black are the traditional colours of Halloween. Orange represents the time of year with the harvest season and the falling of leaves. The black symbolises darkness and death.
Here's another one. Did you know around 40% of adults sneak sweets from their sweet bowl?
And talking of sweets, a survey shows that the Snickers chocolate bars are considered to be the number one Halloween sweet.
Moving on from sweets, jack-o'-lanterns originally carved from turnips and potatoes, not pumpkins.
And pumpkins are lit to ward away evil spirits. Because spirits live in the twilight world, they are afraid of light and a dancing flame.
Thanks, Elsa and Kaya. And now we have a very unusual interview.
Normally, we are unable to communicate with the spirits, but at this special time of year, we have managed to contact two ghosts.
Can you tell us who you were?
I was a girl called Peppa.
And I was called Geraldine.
How old were you when you died?
I was only about 8.
Well, I was much younger than that, only about 2.
We understand you both died in an accident. What happened?
I was on a family holiday and we went for a boat trip. I fell off the boat and drowned and drowned and drowned. I went deeper and deeper and deeper.
I was in a car and I hit a lorry. After that, I went to sleep. Well, at least I thought I went to sleep. I never woke up again.
Do you have any messages for us from the spirit world?
Drive with someone sensible.
Try not to fall off a boat.
Well, that was very weird and spooky. I hope it doesn't give you nightmares. It's over to Ella who has some final quiz questions.
Thanks, Kaya. First, you recognise this music? My quiz is all about Harry Potter. Question 1. What is Hermione Granger's middle name? The answer is Jean. What animal is Professor Albus Dumbledore named after? The answer is bumblebee. It's an old English word that J.K. Rowling changed because she thought it suited his character. And now moving on to question 3. What are owls trained for? Did you get it right? It's delivering the mail, of course. Question 4. What does Hagrid do to change Harry Potter's cousin? He gives him a tail. This is question 5. Do you think there's a secret chamber in the British Library? Well, you're right. There is. A whole room decorated to Harry Potter in the British Library in London. Last question. Can you estimate how many students are at Hogwarts? And the answer is 600. I wonder if you got them all right.
Thanks, Ella, for that great quiz. I didn't know much about the British Library. We hope you enjoyed our show and maybe, like me, learnt something you didn't know before.
Before we say cheerio, Elsa and Lewis are going to read you this special Halloween story. Over to you, Elsa.
Who's in my bed? A father went to say goodnight to his 7-year-old son, very well knowing that if he didn't, his son would have trouble sleeping. It was a nightly routine between them. He entered a dimly lit room where his son waited under his blanket. With the first glance, the father could tell that there was something unusual about his son tonight, but he couldn't put his finger on it. He looked the same, but had a grin that drew from ear to ear.
You okay, buddy? The father asked. The son nodded, still with a grin, before saying, Daddy, check for monsters under my bed. The father chuckled a bit before getting onto his knees and checking only to satisfy his son. There under the bed, pale and afraid, was his son. His real son, he whispered. Daddy, there's someone on my bed.
Hey guys, we better get going.
Happy Halloween.
Trick or treat.
Don't get spooked.
Have fun.